Any thoughts about why there seems to be a correlation between ER status and response to chemotherapy?
No, I think that the ER is acting as a surrogate for something else. This is not a new idea. My boss, good friend and colleague, Mark Lippmann, published the first paper of this in 1977. I'm fond of telling him I would think I was in high school when he published that. But anyway, and that was in metastatic disease. Again, it was a retrospective study of 75 or 80 patients who had metastatic disease who got chemotherapy. And he reported a higher response rate, objective response rate, in those who were ER negative versus ER positive. And their hypothesis at the time was that this related to cell cycle. We know that ER positive patients are slower growing than ER negative patients. And the feeling was that response to chemotherapy is related to proliferation, proliferative thrust of the cancer in general. That idea actually was batted about in a variety of retrospective analyses of metastatic patients, including another paper in the same journal, New England Journal, that said it was not true, and so on and so forth. It went through sort of the tumor marker routine, which is you get an initially really provocative study, and then you get another one that says that's not true, and another one that says it is. I think ultimately now the overview of the randomized adjuvant trials provide the strongest indication that this is the case, that ER-positive patients' cancers are less sensitive to chemotherapy. Is it because they have a lower proliferative thrust? Is it because they tend to be less likely to be HER2-positive and HER2 might be associated with benefit from selected agents? Or is it because of TOPO2 and Adriamycin effect? I mean, there are a number of hypotheses, none of which is really very clear to me in my mind.